The throne is yours. Hear ye, hear ye. Today we are joined by none other than young Scoliosis. Second of his name. Son to Senior Scoliosis, ruler of the seven podcast kingdoms. And he is joined by your grace, the hand to the king, Scoliosis. A young man from the windiest of kingdoms.
Is you demure, demure this, demure that? I say, what? Bitch, I'm GD. I'm not demure, demure. What is this demure shit, bitch? I'm GD. No shit about none of that shit y'all be have going on. Psst. Fight somebody.
I see dead people. Wap, 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 wap.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. From the Windy Kingdom, we are joined by the hand of the king, Scoliosis.
Holy shit.
Young math god. Young stat god. Young fried okra. The father of dragons. The breaker of ACLs. The leader of growth and development in the urban communities. The master of switches. A mighty warrior from the Cabri Green Houses. The Booist of Wappingtons. Young Guwap.
Psst. I see dead people. Wap, 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 wap.
Oh my God. Bravo. Bravo. You did. Way to cut me up, bro. I fuck with it, though. I fuck with it. You brings me out. You know, brings me out.
Listen, a better MC, there is none. You know?
Talk your shit.
Master of ceremony. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't think there's any other podcast host who is one of these three things. This board, this creative, and this humorous. It might be a combination of all three. I'm unsure at the moment. All I know is this is DJ World Premiere. That's Boo Wop. This is The Throne Is Yours.
Mm.
We've been kicking it and bullshitting in the green room pre and post pod. And one thing that I identified from me and Wop is that we both have a large affinity for the thrones. It's actually quite sickening. We've been sitting back talking shit, and WAP made me realize that either I'm autistic or I got that Rain Man shit. Whatever Rain Man had, where he just can count cards and count toothpicks, and he got to watch Judge Wapner at 7 o'clock every day. Like, whatever Rain Man had, I got that shit hard. You hear me? WAP was just like, oh, yeah. Fuck with Game of Thrones, you know, this nigga with the sword, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Ser Jorah of Mormont. What, nigga? Oh, yeah, I like this nigga. I like this nigga. This nigga was cool, too. Oh, yeah, Brianna Tarth. Yeah, and I like this nigga. I like this nigga. Oh, yeah, this is my guy. What was this nigga's name? Dickon? Like, I just be on it, bro. But the Game of Thrones series was like, when I look at the landscape of everything HBO has done, HBO got the hits. And we'll probably break down all of HBO's hits here on this channel. But when you really look at it, like, HBO runs Sunday. Mm. I know you macho niggas is listening to the podcast and you're like, no, NFL runs Sundays. I'm going to pause you right there, gentlemen. HBO is smart. They don't drop heat during football season.
No, they don't.
But when they do drop heat during football season, there's a clear and obvious difference in the ratings. Let me just tell you about Sunday lineups with HBO. Sopranos at 8 o'clock. Oh, excuse me. Sopranos at 9 o'clock. Sex and the City at 10. Arliss at 10:30. Larry Sanders at 11. Nigga, that's 3 hours of heat. You hear me? Sopranos at 9. Sopranos goes off after 10 episodes. And you like, damn, what I'm going to watch at 9 o'clock on HBO? Entourage? Curb Your Enthusiasm? Boardwalk Empire? Westworld? More Sex in the City? More Curb Your Enthusiasm? Mm. Lovecraft Country? Watchmen?
Bangers.
That other shit with the dirty white people. It wasn't Boardwalk Empire. It was like,
that's my shit too, though.
Boardwalk. I never gave Boardwalk Empire. I never gave them their proper respect, but it's really difficult to get through them first three episodes.
Bro, that show, like, yeah, I can understand that to a degree, but bro, it's literally like just based off of kind of like, it's loosely based off of the mafia, right? Like the early prohibition days. They're basically saying like everything kind of like ran through Atlantic City through this one. He wasn't a real gangster, I wouldn't say. He's more like just like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's like what he would have been, because he wasn't no gangster, but he wasn't no hoe either. Like, so it's like he was just a businessman for the most part, right? Like, but and his character real, though. Like, I looked it up. Nucky Thompson, that character real. Like, that was a real person out there or whatever. But I don't think it was to the length that the show described it or whatever. But, like, the show is good as hell, bro. Like, it just make it seem like everything the mob did, though, it essentially, even the Chicago mob, the New York mob, like, everything came through. It's based off of, like, real events. It's a good show.
Yeah, and you know, my man Steve Buscemi, son can act. He can act his way out of a paper bag, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like my nigga Steve Buscemi, he one of them ones. He a top five white.
I don't know about that, but he definitely. Nah,
he a top five white because when you give him the acting credits, you gotta realize that he got director credits in there.
True.
Son directed like three episodes of The Sopranos. He won't dare, but one season, two seasons, he directed three episodes.
This is one of his best characters, though. I'm not gonna lie, he played the hell out the character.
Oh my god, niggas is gonna kill us. Ballers with The Rock.
That was and that show.
Denzel Washington's little boy.
Yeah, John David.
John David. Insecure. Issa Rae.
I didn't get into it, but I do know the show was like very popular.
Oh, Insecure is a hit. Insecure is an easy hit. I'm talking about, I watched that shit, and you just, if you know black women, if you know five black women, four out of the five can relate to that on a deeply spiritual level. You can tell, unlike that Tyler Perry bullshit, you can tell Insecure was written by black women with a bunch of other black women in the same room, all chiming in, coaching the motherfucking black woman through it.
Bitch. Period, bitch.
Heard you. And is. Rap Shit. Another Issa Rae creation. Now, Rap Shit, If you want to sum Rap Shit up, Rap Shit is like the sitcom version of the City Girls biopic. Very Miami. Very much so Miami. And you can tell, like...
Drop my intro. I'm cool on that shit right now. I'm so straight on that. I don't want to hear nothing about no City Girl shit. I'm cool. They can keep that shit. That's what I'm cool with.
I see dead people.
Here we go.
Rap.
Here we go. Red pill alert. No. But that Rap Shit is a really good joint. They got two seasons. They got cut off early, which was a damn shame because it was a really good show. And the two joints on there was Certified Baddies. Oh my god. Bro, if you watch two episodes of that shit and you ain't all in, we gonna take your man card.
Bro, I watched a couple of episodes of that P-Valley shit, bro.
This ain't P-Valley. This ain't no Uncle Clifford on Rap Shit.
But I'm saying, though, it's still like the ratchet shit. The, you know what I'm saying? The, bro, I'm just like, don't get me wrong. Hell yeah. Shout out to the women. They beautiful. Look good. Should look good.
Thick.
Oh, they look good. But yeah, no, I'm not fucking with that shit, man. That shit just it'd be like, damn, like the end of the day, like it's just, I'm cool.
I just want y'all to note how close minded WAP is. And if you know WAP, I want you to just show him how a conscious rapper and a sex worker turned out to be a great rap duo trying to navigate their way through the rap game. And they were credit card scamming.
And it sound like some shit that do go on every day for sure. It's definitely super relatable. I get it.
If you take the wind out of Chicago and you add 20 degrees to the thermometer, you got rap shit.
I don't know, bro.
Listen,
I don't know. I might check it out though. I'm not, bro. We finna talk about fucking Game of Thrones, bro. I thought I would never watch some shit like that, bro. Ever.
Like, yeah. What Game of Thrones is? I don't want to say it's a niche genre, but it low key is. It's fucking Dungeons and Dragons meets what's that joint? The First Wing. The Right Wing, whatever that show was where the motherfuckers was with the president all day on like NBC. West Wing. It's like Dungeons and Dragons meets The West Wing meets 300.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. 300, shit like that. Fucking, you know, man, bro. Like, again, you know me, bro. Like, this ain't something that, and you know, the person that put me on to the show, may she rest in shit. yeah, like, it's just not me, bro. The dragons and the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, that's just not something I can say I would watch. But also, the same person who put me on the show called The Walking Dead, right? Like, I thought I would never watch some shit like that either. So, like, but yeah, I can say I might have been closed-minded in the past, but now that I'm willing to give shit like that a chance, like, I'm willing to expand my environment, you know, my horizon to a degree.
I'm mad that this nigga... So you're a 2BTV ass nigga.
Hell nah. I like shows that obviously I relate to. The Wire, The Shy, Power, shit like that. Snowfall. I'm saying, like, super relatable shows.
Real nigga shit.
You know what I mean? Like, great storylines, you know what I'm saying? So, like, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, The Wire. But you know what I'm saying? What I can say about the Game of Thrones is that, like, of course, just watching the show the way I watched it now, like, the show is, like, just a great show up until, obviously, the last season. Like, the show, a great show.
It's a great show, and one main issue that I had in the beginning of starting to watch this show, it was the characters. In season one, I was overloaded with characters, bro. It was so many niggas. And this is a part of why my memory is so good with the show today, because this is one of them shows where, number one, you're going to sit on your phone. Put your phone down on the couch, sit on it. Don't worry about your phone while this show is on. Turn the closed captions on. Watch the show. In the later seasons, I think it was after season 4 or 5, they started doing like a little 15-20 minute recap with the director and some of the actors that was in that episode. Watch that. Step away from it. And then the next day, watch that episode all over again. Just like you did the first time. Because there's so many characters, there's so many conversations happening that some of them feel real meaningless. Like, I think I was like 6 episodes deep in season 1. And I tapped Shorty on the shoulder and I was just like, hey, yo.
Yo, that nigga Littlefinger? That nigga Littlefinger finna be a motherfucking problem. You hear me? I don't like that nigga mustache. Where did he get a comb at? These niggas ain't got toilet paper. Why is hair combed all nice and proper? Oh, this nigga run a whorehouse? Oh, so he a pimp? Oh, word? Okay, okay. That's how he know everybody business, cause he in the whole house?
Yeah.
And then it's the fat bald nigga that looked like Butterbean.
Lord Varys.
Lord Varys. This nigga look like Butterbean, but you put some sugar in the Butterbeans. You know what I'm saying? Because, well, no, you know why you put sugar in the Butterbeans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this nigga know everybody business. And then probably like in season two, I was like, yo, you see that nigga got a little bird emblem on his neck? Like he wearing that bird emblem like a bowler.
You're dumb.
That nigga is the master of whispers. And when somebody says some shit, he was just like, I'll send a bird.
A raven, like, my boy. A raven. Yeah.
This nigga was sending text messages back in the day, bro. You feel me? So it was little shit like that, like where if you peeped it the right way, like you knew shit was going to be a problem. And in this series, we're going to do a couple pods for this show because, number one, the show got eps. The show got eps, the show got seasons, the show got moments, and we really want to break down our favorite situations, whether it's the favorite battle, the favorite villain, the favorite hero, the favorite king, the favorite hand, the favorite house. We really want to take some time and break this shit down in a style or craft that only we could do here at The World Is Yours, because we are what would you call us? We're the Urban Dictionary of podcasting. Ooh, you see I put the commercial voice on, nigga. HBO, holla at me. HBO, holla at me. They damn sure should have hollered at me before season 7. I ain't gonna hold you. But we're going to open this shit up. We're going to open this shit up with the most important character of the show. And I want y'all to know, we may or may not revisit some of these at a later time. I would encourage you to rewatch the show. Send us emails. Send us messages. You know where to find us. Tell us your episode and your character. If we're wrong about some shit, send us the season, the episode, and we'll come up and we'll retract some shit or we'll double down on the hate.
Oh God.
Either or. You can't pick your struggle. We might double down on the hate and be loud and wrong on audio twice. That's just part of the game. But who is the most important character of the Game of Thrones series?
No, I've been thinking about this shit, right? It's so tricky for me. My mind say Bran.
Bran the broken.
It's like, because a lot of shit that happened, he like, you know what I mean? Obviously, him being pushed out the window, you know what I mean? Like, him, like, having the visions. Like, I don't even know how he just became the third eye raven, but, like, he did, right? Like, I don't remember vividly, like, why he became the third eye raven, but, like, I know the fall has something to do with it. But it's just like, then when you just fast forward to like the ending of, you know what I mean? Like, all we know what he went through, right? We do. And it's crazy because I don't want to just spoil everything because it might be some motherfuckers I ain't watched this shit, but
For the show went out for 10 years. Please spoil this motherfucker.
Yeah, you ain't lying, though. But I really just started watching. I watched this shit. I binge watched this shit, me personally, like 3 years ago. Oh, I mean, 2 years ago, rather. So, like, I get it, though. Like, but my whole thing is Bran being, like, having a fall and then, like he felt my nigga Lord Eddard get the head chopped. He felt it. Young man, feel your daddy get killed. You feel me? Gotta be rough. And no. He did, right? Like, am I tripping? Like, he was in the crypts and he knew or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, he felt it. He said he dreamed it, but what really happened was he was a wog, as they call it. So a part of his ability, he could put himself in an animal and he could be there. And he could take control of that animal and do whatever. So like when they had the dire wolves, he took control of the dire wolf and he said, oh yeah, I had a dream that I was the wolf. And niggas was just like, bro, you took control of that wolf, bro. And you ate niggas up. Like, good looking out. You saved the day.
Simple.
And yeah. That shit escalated into him being the three-eyed raven. And then he learned about the Ice Walkers. And he went to the home of the three-eyed raven. And of course, we had the Hodor episode. Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Hold the door, bro.
Hold the door turned into Hodor. Turned into Hodor, goddammit. It's like
crazy.
That's crazy work, bro.
These niggas is trying to make a smooth getaway. They trying to make a smooth getaway. They got White Walkers, all kinds of demons crashing the party. These niggas is running out the rear exit, the going down the fire escape. This nigga takes control of Hodor and holds the door. They run and get away. And all he thinking at that time is hold the door, hold the door. But he don't know how strong he is. So his power transitions through space and time. And he hits this nigga Hodor as like a fucking 8, 9, 10-year-old kid. This nigga's a 30-year-old man. He hits this nigga back to his childhood. And this nigga had a seizure in the middle of the street as a kid. And fell. And just started saying,
hold the door.
Hold the door. Hold the door. Hold the door. Hold the door. And that shit hurt my heart, bro. Because that nigga tough. Ain't say shit else his whole life.
Nothing else. Hold door. Hold door. Buffalo be like, pick brand up, hold door.
That's like, all that nigga deep. Was good for.
That shit deep. And it's ironic that, of course, like, in the when you watching the show, you don't know why Hodor became what he became, right? You don't know this. And it's ironic. He literally was, like, Bran's servant for the most part, right? Like, it's just crazy. Like, the show, that right there, to me was like, you know what I'm saying, like a huge curveball when we found that part out. Like, damn. So Bran is the reason why Hodor is the way he is. Like, that's crazy.
It was fate. He had to do that to that nigga so that he would get where he was going to be to carry that legless nigga around. You know what I'm saying? Because he was a big boy. And had he had some smart, some wits to him, he'd have been something else with his life. Maybe not a knight because he didn't come from shit. And a lot in Game of Thrones is about where you come from.
Facts.
Old boy that saved Tyrion in his first combat challenge. Bronn. That nigga came from nothing. Like, people was asking him, like, yo, who your peoples is? Oh, you wouldn't know. Hey, you wouldn't know.
That's how you know you fucked up back in them times. Like, he don't even think that you tell you my people is. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't, you know what I mean? Like, I open up the pod. I say, hey, nigga, son of senior scoliosis. Hey, because niggas know that nigga. But if niggas ain't know him, hey, first of his name.
Oh, my life.
Last of his name.
Real shit.
Oh, I'm gonna get a fire hold the door drop. That's what I'm gonna do tonight. I'm gonna get me a fire hold the door drop.
Hold the door. Hold the
door. Hold the door.
You know what? You might got a point. Bran might be the most fucking important character because, number one, episode one is when he got kicked out the Watchtower.
Exactly.
He seen Cersei throwing a bike. Doggy style. Throwing it bike, doggy style. One hand on crown. One hand on flat back ass. You hear me?
Oh shit. Oh my God.
Hand on the Kingslayer. The Kingslayer, her brother. Her brother.
Whew. Woo.
Nasty shit. Work. Nasty work, bro. But my son seen old boy climb the window, looking in the window. He seen them. Fuck. So here's my beef. I know we all done took a road trip with some work. You know what I'm saying? On some of these road trips with the work, you can't beat. If I took you to my grandma's house, we not fucking. Like, if we're staying at grandma's house, we not finna fucking here. I don't know what kind of lusty shit Cersei was on, but they was far from home. They know they shouldn't have been doing that shit no ways. And for some reason, she got lusty on a haystack.
Yeah.
She went in the river. She washed that yank. And then she offered it to Jamie.
Hey, you stupid.
Hey, no, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, bro. They was having way too much sex, and I ain't see a bar of soap. I seen a Starbucks
cup.
I ain't see a bar of soap in 7 seasons.
And not one season have you ever seen a motherfucker pull out a bar of soap? I used to say the same shit, like, like, man, motherfuckers was just real savage. Motherfucker breath stank, all type of shit. Ain't nobody hygiene on no type of decent level. You never see it. Never see it.
Not a loofah. Not a loofah. Now, no. I done seen some wash rags. I done seen some wash rags. That gives me hope for the white community. But I ain't see a loofah. I ain't see a bar soap. I ain't see liquid Dial. I ain't see none of that.
None of that shit.
So Shorty just went to the river where the salmon be at. She put the pussy upstream. You hear me?
Upstream.
And then she came back to the light tower, laid on a haystack,
and left.
Pried open them butt cheeks and say, "Yo, Jamie.
My brother."
And that's where women get that shit from today, where they be letting their bro hit. From the Lannisters.
Woo! See?
Do I got to activate you? Do I got to activate
you? You need you a drop, shorty. You need you a drop, shorty.
I see dead people. Wap, 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 wap.
Let me fuck them up.
I see dead people. Wap, 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 wap.
No, but Brand of Broken at the end of the series, Brand of Broken was named King, and it was so fucking weird because, like, niggas was dead ass lost. Like, niggas was confused. They was about to kill Tywin. Jon Snow killed the Targaryen girl,
the Daenerys.
Daenerys.
Oh my god, the woman with the most names. Whew.
Breaker Khalees, of chains.
The breaker Mother of chains. The
Mother
the
of Dragons. Unburnt. The unburnt. The last. Hey. I know Shorty was burnt. I don't care if she was albino. I know Shorty was. Because that's all the Targaryens was, bro. They was what? Just albinos.
They was albinos.
They was just albinos, bro. Without the red eyes.
And what you... Because that's what I be wanting to identify, because you know we never seen no, like, group of black people ever on the Game of Thrones. Like, never seen that.
Not on Game of Thrones, but House of Dragons. We got them.
We got black Targaryens.
We got black Targaryens over there.
Okay.
Niggas got dreads. Wow. Niggas got fresh retwists. Like, we got, it's one black Targaryen. He bald. He got cheese eyes like Michael Jordan and a hoop earring.
Oh, gotta bring up Jordan. All right.
I'm just, because of the hoop earring. That's all.
I feel you. But, okay, so.
But anyway. Brandon Broken, they. At the end, Khaleesi's dead, Cersei dead, Jaime dead, Jon Snow dead, and no, Jon Snow not dead, my bad. But they're about to, Jon Snow's in jail, and Grey Worm's about to kill Tyrion, and he brings him in front of the council, and he's just like, yo, about to off this little imp. This nigga, this little midget nigga, he about to die today.
He betrayed our queen, nigga.
He our queen. Like, nobody ride or die like Grey Worm. That nigga ain't had no dick. They killed his girl.
My soul in front of him.
That nigga ain't have nothing to lose.
Sir Gregor, nigga. You out of here.
Out of here.
Done.
One swipe. Strike. One swipe, too. One.
It's over with. It's nothing to talk about. You're done.
That nigga had a low fade for 3 seasons. Maybe 4. Don't never understand
seen,
it.
Never seen a barber.
Never seen a barber. But that nigga had a low fade. He had a Boosie fade.
Oh shit. No.
But they bring Tyrion in front of what's known to be the council. It's Sansa, it's Arya, it's the young boy from Flea Bottom that was running with the Baratheons.
Who?
The old guy that was running with the Baratheons.
Oh, Sir Davos.
Yeah, Sir Davos. Bran was there and somebody else was there.
Dude from the Vale.
Because he was running with Daenerys too. They brought Tyrion there, and Tyrion was just like, "Yo, peep game, y'all.
Check this out.
Listen up, I got a story to tell."
Whoa. Oh, he dropped some bars for the ass, though. Tyrion, that's my nigga, shorty.
And see, Tyrion is the most important character to me, and I'm going to break it down, but I'm going to start at the ending. Oh, and Sam Tully.
I told you, I was torn. I think in my heart is Tyrion, too, though. Like, my mind say Bran, but my heart, I want to say Tyrion, bro. I swear to God.
I'm going to say Tyrion because I don't think anybody had the character development that he had. Now, his character development was forced by a lot of close death situations. But think about being in this time to live through so many close calls and niggas and ain't no mud on your name. They ain't send my son to the Night's Watch because he had dirt on his name. Like, he was out here thriving. But let me get to this nigga's speech.
They will be chosen on this spot by the lords and ladies of Westeros to serve the realm. I know you don't want it. I know you don't care about power. But I ask you now, if we choose you, will you wear the crown? Will you lead the Seven Kingdoms to the best of your abilities from this day until your last day?
Why do you think I came all this way?
The Brandon of House Stark, I say I. All hail Bran the Broken. First of his name, King of the Andals and the First Men. Lord of the Six Kingdoms. Protector of the realm.
This nigga started democracy.
He did.
Because when he sat up there and he talked to them about making this decision to pick Bran, they was like, yo, you just said we shouldn't pick a man.
No, that nigga Grey Worm.
Because one man is too much for all this power. He said, yeah.
Hey, no, Grey Worm.
But we got to pick one man. Yeah, hey, nigga, we got to pick one man to be in charge of all of y'all's decisions, to be the lightning rod. And this going to be the nigga. Y'all all got a seat at the table. You all got a voice. But if people don't like it, this going to be the nigga they talk to about it.
You didn't show the whole scene. That nigga Grey Worm told, shut up. You don't get to talk.
Grey Worm won't have it, bro.
He wasn't playing with Tyrion. Tyrion said, you don't get to decide. It's not your choice. And, hey, Tyrion was cold, bro. Like, bro, why I say it's between him and Bran anyway, it's just because, like, they both cripples, or like, you know what I'm saying? They like, you feel me? Like, Tyrion obviously a dwarf. Been ridiculed his whole fucking life. Father hate him. Killed his mother during his birth. Mm. Sister hates him. Only motherfucker that did fuck with him was Jaime.
That's not true.
For real though, that's... like I'm talking about like on the Lannister side, bro.
Jaime didn't fuck with him in the beginning. Later, once Jaime lost his hand, Jaime fucked with him.
Yeah, but even then though, like they had the moment where like what's his name? I can't even think of his dude's name. The prince from Dorne that got smoked by Sir Gregory.
Alan Martell.
Martell, right. What he tell, he told the story in Tyrion when he was locked up, when he finna tell him he finna fight for him. He told him, he say, "Yo, sister, we had, you know what I'm saying, we was kids, we came to see, everybody was talking about like, you was a monster, he was a baby." And he was like, Cersei pinched his little pink cock. And Jaime stopped to like, leave him alone. Like, Jaime always tried to kind of protect him. And even Tywin knew that. The father told him that. Like, you always did try to defend him. He always did that. Like, he didn't treat him bad, though.
Because that's what was instilled in him.
What you mean?
See, Tywin was probably the best parent in the show. Mm-mm. Watch me though. A Lannister pays their debts all the time. That's what he raised them and told them. A Lannister pays their debts. Jaime joined the Vale or whatever the fuck. Kingsguard. He joined the Kingsguard, meaning he couldn't have kids, he couldn't have land, he couldn't be heir to nobody's throne. Well, I mean, you know, he has secret kids. He has secret kids, but he fucking couldn't have kids, he couldn't have land, he couldn't inherit shit. He couldn't do shit but serve the king. Tyrion was pissed off about that. But Tyrion said, "You know what? I'm going to get my daughter up in King's Landing." He arranged for his daughter to be with Baratheon. Boom. That shit worked out. Baratheon turned out to be the king. Guess what? I'm going to get my son to be part of the Kingsguard. Like, we in here. Nobody's closer to the throne than the Lannisters.
That don't make that great parenting. No, I'm not going there with
you. No, his good parenting is Jaime defending Tyrion at all times because that's my brother. That's family. Like, you're not finna embarrass us.
But Tyrion stayed at Castle Rock, though, with his father.
He stayed there for a short period of time, but he was on a whore tour. He liked to go to all the brothels. He liked to fuck around, find out, and he was smart. Tyrion couldn't. He didn't want to put that nigga in front of people, so he gave that nigga like the whack jobs. Yo, figure out how to fucking get this. Figure out how to make people happy. So Tyrion went down to where the poor people be at. Oh, y'all mad because it smell like shit out here? Okay, cool. So Tyrion fucking invented sewage and a sewage system with gutters. Oh, y'all don't like my whores? Y'all don't like the whores out here in Castle Rock? Tyrion did some shit and dug a deep well so that the whores could get fresh water, bro. And Tyrion was talking about this shit, and he was just like, "Yeah, my father gave me these jobs on some shit just to keep me busy and out of sight." And low key, this shit made Castle Rock the best place to be. Niggas didn't have sewage systems. When horses would march up and down the street and shit in the street, it would just sit there for days.
Oh God.
Well, I put a sewage system in place so niggas could sweep that shit in a gutter and that shit would go deep underground and the poop water was used to make sure we got good fertilization in the fields. So now they got more money off of grains and shit because this nigga cleaned up the sewage in the streets. He fucking gave the hoes a pep talk and some fucking alkaline water so their pH balance was right. And now they fucking and squirting at a high clip.
Lord Tyrion.
Lord Tyrion. And also his avoidance, Lord Tywin's avoidance of the fucking rumors of his kids fucking and procreating together.
You can't sit here and tell me that's great parenting, bro. Everybody fucking knew, bro. Except for him and Baratheon. Except for him and Robert.
How many times you done run a sloppy play in front of your parents and they just let you cook and act like they ain't see it?
Hell no, G.
Man, you done ran a sloppy play in front of your parents and they acted like they ain't see it or they ain't know no better just because they didn't want to believe that you was that type of person. These niggas was fucking each other and somebody told them. And he said, yo, that's just a rumor. And Shorty said, yo, I know you not finna sit here and make me say it. The old lady who got her people. Yeah, old Lana. She said, yo, I know you not finna sit here and make me say it to your face. They was drinking wine. That nigga said, yo, do you want some more wine, bitch? She said, nigga, you drink the wine. Because I know you lying right now. You know your daughter like it one hand on frontal, one hand on crown,
beat that
thumb
thing,
and butt,
on frontal,
kicked the little boy out the window, and now he acting weird to me.
Do you hear me?
But I think, and this is the shit that makes me think that this nigga was an impactful parent right here.
I did not kill Joffrey, but I wish that I had. Watching your vicious bastard die gave me more relief than 1,000 lying whores. I wish I was the monster you think I am. I wish I had enough poison for the whole pack of you. I would gladly give my life to watch you all swallow it.
Zemaren! Zemaren, escort the prisoner back to his cell.
I will not give my life for Joffrey's murder, and I know I'll get no justice here, so I will let the gods decide my fate. I demand a trial by combat.
So Tywin put his son under trial for killing Joffrey. He told Jaime to his face, I know this nigga didn't do it. But what's it gonna cost you to save your brother? Jamie said, boom, check it. I'ma leave the Kingsguard immediately. I'ma denounce it. I'ma drop the white cape. Tywin said, yo, that's cool. But in addition to, you gonna find you a proper wife, have you some fucking kids, be the heir to Casterly Rock, move to Casterly Rock with the wife and your kids. I'ma get your sister a husband. She gonna have some fucking kids and kill these nasty rumors that y'all niggas is doing. And then I'ma take your brother. I'ma save his life. I'ma send him to the Night's Watch. He'll be on the wall. and shit his peace forever. What he did with Joffrey dying, he capitalized or attempted to capitalize it into getting his house back in order and keeping his family at the top of the chessboard. It's all a power play, but it's also social issues. I'm not finna let people sit here and put y'all in these nasty brother-sister humping rumors. Everything I'm doing is going to get Cersei married to another nigga and have kids. Olena even told this nigga, yo, Cersei is about to go through the change, brother. That yank dried up, bro. Ain't no more babies coming out of there. You gonna marry your old ass 50-year-old daughter to a young man? You wasting everybody's time.
Fuck.
Whole time Cersei fucking cousins.
Cousins.
Ooh, Cersei was a low down little bitch. Hey, bro. Hey, Cersei. Is DJ World Premiere? Is King Scoliosis? If you gotta be my first milk, Cersei, holla at me. I don't know if I want to be Eskimo brothers with Jamie Lannister and the other cousin Lannister that was a squire that you done put that thing on. But, you know, just holla at me, Cersei. We can have some blonde hair babies, you know what I'm saying? Tyrion gotta be the most important character. They tried to kill my nigga like 10 times in the show. Trial by combat is his bag. That's how he met Bronn, because they put him under trial by combat for trying to kill some little boy, and it was at his kingdom. They tried to put him on trial by combat for killing Ned Stark or getting Ned Stark smoked, kicking Bronn out the window. They tried to for killing Bronn after they kicked him out the window.
God.
They tried to kick him out the moon roof. He said, yo, trial by combat. Boom. That's how he met Bronn. Then Bronn with him through and through. Take care of Bronn. The battle of Stannis Baratheon. Oh, the battle of Blackwater Gate. He was the hand, bro. Tyrion was the hand.
Tyrion was cold, folks. He was cold. He was cold. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's why I say, like, it's the shit that happened with Hodor, like, and then we know his relationship with the White Walkers later on and the Ice King. You know what I'm saying? Like, all those things are super, like, because as cold as Tyrion is, bro, without Bran, they don't beat the White Walkers, bro. No way.
Facts.
There's no way. So, like, that's why I say, like, Tyrion just had so many more key moments, it seemed like, though. Like, even though Bran, like, all them things, he just got the higher trump card, I guess. Like, without me, you don't defeat the Ice Walker. That's Bran's trump card. But Tyrion just, like, the moments, bro. Like, killing Tywin was a huge moment. It fucked up the Lannisters. It was huge, but it had.
That's what made Jaime turn on him.
It did though. Jaime was hurt because Jaime, like, I had it all planned out. But see, Jaime as he one of the worst players because he one of the worst players in Game of Thrones. He always a step behind. Everybody, like, he, in his mind, I made a perfect deal to get it done. But Tywin low-key backfired on that motherfucker, though.
Because he ain't know Tywin was going to fuck Tyrion's girl?
Right.
Like, that wasn't in the deal. You feel me?
Exactly.
But I do give Jaime props because season one, in the middle of fucking Westeros, I think it was when Tyrion went to go Winterfell or some shit. But Jaime rode through, took the cape off, pulled the sword out, and went head up with Ned Stark.
Oh, that was a gangster moment. That was a gangster moment.
Now,
Jaime was a gangster, though. I ain't gonna never take that from him. He was a gangster. He was a gangster.
Listen, he might have the best sword game in the show.
Low key.
On the lowest of keys. Because it that shit that he was.
Because he done proved it. He done proved it. That's why it can't be low. He done proved it. He fucked, see, here's he, the fucked, thing. He fucked Ned up that day.
Well, he didn't fuck Ned up.
No, I'm talking about the crew, though. He killed like 6 or 7 Ned people.
Oh, yeah. He killed mad of Ned's people. Yeah, true that. But when he went head up with Ned, Ned gave him a very great, credible challenge. They was face to face, forehead to forehead. And Ned got one up on him. Boom. He pressed him. He muscled him. And he backed him up. So they both back in their stances. They getting their swords together. And Jaime looked worried. And the worry in Jamie's face was like, this nigga's fighting from a different place. He's fighting for like a true belief. And I'm out here thinking I'm riding for family. And as soon as Ned was about to fucking get in his stance and start swinging that sword again, boom. Somebody in the Kingsguard stabbed Ned in the back. Jaime's so mad about this shit, he punched the Kingsguard nigga in the face, get on his horse and ride off. Because he know his rep is already dirty in these streets for killing the crazy king.
Exactly. You already know.
So he tipped on out.
He was out of line already.
But when the Baratheon Bull and Ned Stark had that flashback in like season 5 or 6, and you found out who Jon Snow's parents really was.
Oh shit.
Ned Stark was nice with it. The Baratheon nigga was nice with it. And when they was fighting, I was just like, oh, this nigga Jaime got one up. And then you could see it in his face. Like, he just lost it. But I think Jaime really don't come around to be the person that he's supposed to be until he loses arm, he loses hand, and then he traveling with Brianna Tarth.
That bitch loved Jaime, didn't she, though?
Woo. Bruh.
She loved her some Jaime. She would have died for Jaime. I ain't gonna lie. She would have died for Jaime.
She almost did, like 10 times.
Like, she loved Jaime.
She ain't nothing but Red Sonja. Brigitte Nielsen, you remember her?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't nothing but a blonde version of Red Sonja. But Tyrion, Battle of Blackwater, getting excommunicated, going, and finding Daenerys, traveling with Ser Jorah or Mormont. Like, Tyrion had all the adventures, but you got to see him relate to people of all kinds. And he used the family name. When in doubt, Hey, do you know I'm a Lannister? A Lannister always pay their debts. Hey, man. I'm going to keep it real with you. We got gold and silver, my nigga. Hey, Valyrian steel, y'all niggas ain't even got that yet, right? That's that platinum. Got that.
How many motherfuckers can say they was the hand in general, let alone three times to three different kings or queens?
No, that's crazy.
That's crazy work, bro.
Because the hand, that's vice president. That's Kamala.
Bro, that's crazy work, bro. That's crazy work, bro. Tyrion did that, bro.
Now, we definitely and talking about that on the next joint. I wanted...
You said who?
I said, we got to talk about that on the next joint. I want to know who the best hand was. The hand of the king. Ooh. I want to know who the best... On the next joint, I want to know who the best hand of the king was.
That's deep. All right.
Least favorite character in the Thrones series.
Oh, this is kind of easy for me, even though it's some characters that you can just not like, period. But like, for me, it's easily, and it's Joffrey. I couldn't stand Joffrey, bro. Oh,
Joffrey caught a bad one for you,
bro. He was just like the definition of a spoiled brat, spoiled, privileged, you know what I'm saying? Like, and weird though, evil, just like, why do you hate people the way you do? The shit he used to do to Tyrion, bro. Bro, the shit he was doing to Tyrion, bro. And then it was like, I ain't gonna lie, the only thing I did like about him is when he would treat the fuck out of Cersei, bro. Oh, and she had to find out, like, he was a monster. Joffrey was a fucking monster, bro. Bro, if Joffrey had ran the Seven Kingdoms for 20 years, bro, it would have been a lot of death, bro.
Joffrey had moments, but when he got smart mouth with Cersei, it was always this.
Turning this room to its proper appearance. Say what you will about the Targaryens, they were conquerors. That is a seat for a conqueror. It needs a room to match it, not vines and flowers.
We can't find Arya Stark.
Well, it's luck she's dead in a ditch somewhere.
Perhaps, but if not, we need her. They'll never give Jaime back to us for Sansa alone.
I think they might. They're weak. They put too much value on their women.
We need to set our armies to the task of finding her. Send out as many men as we can. I'm sure if you asked, Grandfather...
The king does not ask. He commands. My grandfather's stupidity in the field of battle is the reason Robb Stark is Uncle Jaime in the first place.
His life is in danger.
We're at war. All our lives are in danger.
We at war. All of our lives are at danger, bitch. Like, what are you talking about?
Joffrey
had hits, bro.
I mean, I ain't gonna say he didn't treat, though. He used to treat, bro. He would treat the shit out your ass. Like the moment he became king, it was cracking. It was nothing to talk about. Kill him! Day one. Kneel to me, nigga.
That's fact.
Nigga say, nigga, Cersei them. And Cersei told him to not kill Ned. That's the crazy shit. Like,
and he played like he was going to do it.
Evil bitch. Because she done did some shit on the show. But it took for her to go through, you know what I'm saying? The shit she went through, she just kept getting worse and worse. Like the shit she going through. She said she never loved Robert Baratheon. He never loved her though. Never loved her.
Nah, he whispered another bitch in her ear the night they got married.
She told that story.
They get married. They on a honeymoon. They laid up in the bed. My son come to bed lit, drunk.
Leanna.
Lusty. He turned on that Keith Sweat album. You know the joint I'm talking about.
Oh. Yeah.
You might be young, but so ready. Ready for Baratheon. You're not a little Lannister. You're a woman.
You're
take
dumb.
So he's singing shit to Shorty while he shimmy out his armor on the way to the bed. He get up in that thing, missionary. He stink, she stink. He do that little shit you do when you get the hair off of Shorty's shoulder and neck so you can get access to the neck. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta put work in on the neck. Kiss the earlobe, the bottom of the earlobe. He did all that and he whispered in the ear. And women like it when you whisper in the ear, like, God damn, like right upon first entry. But he got up in it and he said, Leona. And Cersei dried up on the spot because she never whispered Jamie's name when she was fucking somebody else.
She definitely didn't love Jamie like Jamie loved her. We know that.
You don't think she loved Jamie like Jamie? So who was in love more?
Clearly Jamie. Jamie is the definition of why you never be in love with a bitch, nigga. You never. What'd he tell Brienne, nigga? I pushed the boy out of a window for Cersei. I would have killed every man and woman in River Run for Cersei, nigga.
She had that yank.
And she was over there fucking this nigga. What's his name? Euron.
He was a cousin. Oh, no. She fucked Euron for boats, nigga. Don't put that on nigga, her jacket, though. She fucked that nigga for boats.
Listen, she definitely did what she had to do. We get that part. But she also, like...
Now, when she was fucking the cousin, that was the squire, the same squire that killed the Baratheon husband, that's when I felt like they love was on a different level.
The Baratheon husband.
Yeah, the king, the first king.
He killed
her first husband. Yeah, he gave that nigga
all the poison
in his wine while he was on the boar hunt, and the boar took him out.
Right.
But that nigga became a squire. He was a wine bearer. Then he became a squire. Then he became a full-blown knight. And one night, Tyrion was just like, yo, did I just see you coming out of my sister's room, bro? Oh, you got life. Long, pretty blonde hair? What's up with you, my nigga? Yo, you fucking my sister, cuz? And the nigga was just like, yo, sometimes the queen need me after hours, bro. Like, I just be fucking on guard. Terry was just like, yo, wasn't you a squire 2 summers ago? Wasn't you? Wasn't you a nigga that couldn't even saddle up the horses like 2 summers ago? Today you on the queen's guard?
Walk him down. Walk him down, Terry. Walk his ass down.
Hey, genius.
Genius, nigga.
But the nigga. The nigga was blind.
I own you now.
The nigga was blind. See, Cersei had a fetish. She had a fetish that the Bang Bros niggas and the Brazers niggas have just realized is a huge market for. And that's that, oh, I'm stuck in the washer machine. Can you get me out, step bro? Like, but she was doing that with a real bro.
But that's what I'm saying. It's clear, bro. Like, it's so obvious that Jamie was so in love with her over versus her. Like, Jamie, like, he could have hit, bro, he the King Slayer, bro. He could have fucked any bitch he wanted to back then, bro.
I just don't think he did.
What you mean?
I just don't think he did. I think Cersei is his one and only.
That's the fucking problem, nigga.
Nah. Did he hit Brienne?
He might have hit Brienne, right?
But I don't think so. I think he rubbed her clit with the gold. I think he rubbed her clit with the prosthetic hand.
Well, and exactly.
I think her clit looked like a micro penis. So he just didn't know what to do. He was just like, oh shit, right. Your clit big as you.
Big as hell.
Her clit looked like a jelly bean.
But it don't even matter, bro, for Cersei to be the only bitch this nigga hit in 45 years, D is crazy. It's crazy work, bro.
He wasn't supposed to hit nothing.
Why?
Because he was a Kingsguard.
Bro, everybody was hitting shit, bro.
Kingsguard ain't have condoms, bro. What you gonna do? Put the white cape in on the dick? Like,
Motherfuckers was denying babies all throughout the Game of Thrones, bro. You can't say that's my baby. Ain't no DNA test. Ain't none of that shit. You can't just say that's my baby, bro. Like, come on.
I think that was the flyest shit ever. All the bastards either was ostracized or they went to the wall. And the bastards had different names depending on where they was born.
Facts.
Jon Snow was born in Winterfell in the north. So his last name was Snow. My homie out here in the desert of Dorne, he's a bastard, and his last name was Sand.
But Jon Snow wasn't born in Winterfell.
He was born to they didn't know he wasn't born in Winterfell.
Right.
Yeah, Ned just came home with a baby. Like, yo. Ned coming home with the baby. Ned coming home with a baby is why.
Like a couple of months after Rob born. Because him and Jon Snow like roughly the same age.
They was best friends.
But yeah, they brothers. And they mind shit happens. The good old days when but women understood shit happens.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing.
I see dead people. What?
That's the thing. Catelyn Stark did not understand. And it was funny because the nigga said it to her in season one. He was just like, yo, why do you hate me so much? And like how she treated this nigga was totally different how she treated everybody else. She even treated Theon Greyjoy with more respect than Jon Snow. And like Theon Greyjoy was going to be my least favorite character, but it's got to be Catelyn Stark. It's got to be Catelyn Stark because
she
took that shit. And she took Jon Snow and his existence as a personal attack. Like, it was very much bleep behavior. All right? Like, she shit on this nigga every chance she got because Ned came home with a baby. And when we found out that this wasn't really Ned's bastard, I'm so glad Catelyn Stark was dead because I wanted the motherfucker to tell her that that wasn't really a bastard of Ned Stark and that he was doing a solid for his sister and her unrequited love. Because she shitted on John every chance she got. That's why John went to the Night's Watch.
Ned had no choice. Like, I ain't gonna lie, that's the realistic part of the show. Like, bitch driving crazy, treating this boy like he ain't shit. This is my child. You know what I'm saying? He at this time, though, the only thing because he can't tell nobody the truth. Like, he literally can't tell nobody the truth. Literally.
Why he couldn't tell his wife?
Because at the end of the day, you tell a bitch that and then she gonna tell somebody. She gonna tell us.
I see dead people. What?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. She gonna send a raven. She gonna send a raven to somebody and be like, girl, you wouldn't believe it.
John's not really his. He's actually the...
Nah, she was...
Guess what happened? Listen, the daughters. They couldn't fucking help it. Sansa couldn't help it. John told her, don't tell nobody, man. Told Tyrion. Why would you tell Tyrion?
Yeah, you was better off telling Hodor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. You want to confide in the motherfucker. Why confide in the hand of the queen? Because you know... He gonna say something. Cause he got to. Because guess what? Jon Snow was that nigga. And she seen it. What's her name? Lil Mormont.
Mm-hmm.
What she say?
The little girl.
Your Grace. Your Grace. Or can we even call you that? You left Winterfell a king. I don't know what you are. They fuck with Jon Snow. And Daenerys. We ain't gonna need to get on Daenerys right now, man. Like, Lord. Ain't no way she would have allowed it. And Tyrion knew that. He had to tell her. But Tyrion, His biggest mistake, I ain't gonna lie, was telling Varys.
Yeah, because you don't tell Varys shit. I got the little young Mormont, the little young bear. I got her ass because she was one cold piece of work. And because she was like a kid, I think that's what made her scenes more impactful.
Was it you understand how I feel?
You never thought you'd...
No.
As far as I understand, you're a Snow, and Lady Sandra is a Bolton. Where's your Lannister? I've heard conflicting reports.
I did what I had to do to survive, my lady.
Shade!
I am a Stark. I will always be a Stark.
If you say so. In any case, you don't just want my allegiance, you want my fighting men.
Ramsay Bolton cannot be allowed to keep Winterfell, my lady. It is our duty to stop him. Even more so because he holds our brother Rickon Stark as prisoner. What you have to understand, my lady, is that...
I understand that I'm responsible for Bear Island and all who live here. So why should I sacrifice one more moment life for someone else's war?
Damn. Man, she was gangsta from the little girl. Yo, she was about that action. And then... When niggas was just like, yo, how many soldiers can we get from you, bro? After you sat there and endured all this super tough gangsta talk from a fucking child, a nigga would whisper in her ear and she would come back to the council and be like, yo, I can give you 80 soldiers. Bitch, 80?
That's all you got? We did all this pleading for 80 motherfuckers.
Hey, you better humble your motherfucking self real quick, little bitch. You ain't got the arms to be talking the way you talking. You feel me? But Theon.
You needed that 80.
Nah, you needed that 80 and you needed that allegiance to her house. Because that's the politic part of Thrones. That's
facts.
The game of Thrones, which is what we're going to break into next episode. But Theon was probably one of the easiest characters to hate. Because even as a kid in season one, he was like a dickhead. He kind of picked on Jon Snow because it was easy pickings. He was there and it was just like, yo, he don't match the rest of these niggas, bro. Whose mans is this? And then when you found out that fucking Ned Stark took over his family shit and just took him because he was the heir to the throne and raised him. And then you found out he wasn't even as tough as his sister.
A bitch.
Then when old boy got a hold of him, bro. Woo.
Lord Bolton. Lord Ramsay Bolton, bro. Boy.
Ramsay Bolton got a hold of this nigga, bro. Today we would just say like, oh shit, he waterboarded son. You know what I'm saying? Like he threw the big thick towel over his face and he dumped out a 2 liter of water trying to drown this nigga. Now Lord Bolton had this nigga crucified, cutting his dick off, stuffing the cut dick in his mouth. Oh, no, wait. It's worse than that. He didn't just cut son dick off. He sent whores in the room. Because he knew this nigga was thirsty for that yank. That unwashed. You feel me?
Yeah, unwashed.
That unwashed, unmanicured, they're unmanicured, that the definition of snappy nappy, and he threw that shit in son's face. Two women, three women came in the room tugging at son dick. They was opening their mouth, slapping it on their face. Yeah, that's cool shit. And this nigga forgot he was a hostage. Next thing you know, Ramsay Bolton come from around the cross, hold this nigga dick and cut it off.
At full maximum.
And then stuff it in this nigga mouth. And then leave the room. If you don't come take my own dick out my mouth, bro, I'm going to... And it is also unwashed.
Musty.
Schmagma. Dick cheese, you feel me?
Clammy. That bitch clammy is here.
I just felt sorry for that nigga. I just felt sorry for that nigga so bad. I was like, I can't even hate this nigga no more. And then the rest of his time in the show, he was just trying to fucking... He was just trying to fucking get back. Yeah, he was just trying to show niggas like, yo, I'm still real. Look at me. I'm Theon Greyjoy. All that shit that y'all heard about me getting my dick cut off and put in my mouth, it never happened. Look at me. I'm a man. I'm a man's man. And his sister came through with the Ellen mustache.
Oh, God.
She was just like, you are a cunt, aren't you? Like, yo, why Shorty talk like she from Australia?
Fucked up.
Like, when I hear his sister talk, I feel like that's the voice of all kangaroos.
I'm crying.
G'day, mate. You're a cunt.
They Australians, ain't they? That's what the Greyjoys is. They fucking Australians.
That's facts. Them niggas is Australians. But yo, reach out to us, TWIYpod@gmail.com. You know where else to reach out to us. Find WAP, find DJ. Tell us what topics you want us to discuss on The Throne Is Yours. We gonna bring this show back probably weekly, bi-weekly, once the football season starts, because once the football season starts, we're going to have some heat up in here. But we're going to bring this back. But we definitely want y'all to flood us with topics, flood us with timestamps, flood us with chapters or series or stories that you want us to expound on in our own way that we do it on The World Is Yours.
Psst. I see dead people. Wap, 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 wap.